Right now, we're going right out to the worldwide headquarters of your Las Vegas Raiders out in Henderson, and bringing us up to speed on all of this is our good friend, the living legend, the voice of the Raiders for more than, 23, 24 years now, JT?
Well, I wasn't the voice. That was Greg Papa, and that's the great Brent Musburger, but I'm a guy who's been on the radio with the Raiders for a while. Scott, good to be on with you. And yeah, a big day today as we broadcast from the facility out here for the first time, breaking in these studios where I know you'll be out to as you're reporting on this team and going to practice. And a pretty good week, a great week to cover this team 2-0, coming off Monday Night Football on a short week. But as I heard you in the open, unfortunate that there are so many significant injuries going into such an important game on Sunday.
Yeah, and JT, as I mentioned, listening to your show yesterday, and you talked about the injuries being concerned, because anytime you have injuries, especially to key players, it's going to be a concern. But this team, I think this is a credit again to Mike Mayock and John Gruden. They have more depth. If this was 2019 or 2018, it would be a really dire situation. But you have Nelson Aguilar there. You have Zay Jones. You have guys who can stretch the field vertically. So even though, yes, you want Henry Ruggs, he's a difference maker, this team, much better spot, isn't it?
Absolutely. You nailed it, the depth of this team. As I say, too, that Waller, I don't look at Waller as a tight end anymore. I look at him as a receiver. I look at him not like Calvin Johnson's going to go into the Hall of Fame. That size. And when I look at Ruggs, he's a speed guy, a smaller guy, and Waller, to me, I don't consider him a tight end. I consider him more of a receiver who can block. So I think Waller, if you consider him a wide receiver with Zay Jones and Aguilar and Renfro, who you have on every week, and then you add in Foster Moreau and Jason Witten, and then Josh Jacobs, Alec Ingold, Derek Carr, and the offensive line, they're good. This is a loaded, loaded offense. As long as Carr doesn't go down, and as long as Josh Jacobs go down, the core fundamentals of this offense are very strong. But when you're taking away weapons and offensive linemen that you need, I'm just so disappointed in Trent Brown. And he's injured, and it's not about him and heart and wanting to play. He's injured. But what game did he want to play in more than this? He played every start. Every start for New England in 2016 as they won the Super Bowl. Every game. And now we're looking at this, and he can't play. And I think he'd want to play in a game like this for obvious reasons, to show New England that he's a Raider, and that's not going to happen.
JT the Brick is with us. And JT, we start to look at this game, and one thing the Raiders have done so well through 2 weeks has been controlling the ball, exactly what John Gruden's offense was built to do. If you look at time of possession, if you look at extending drives, they were 12-17 on third down conversions. Against this New England Patriots team, that has to be the recipe for success again, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's got to be the recipe, because they can do, Scott, a number of different things. They can run the football, and they could take the air out of the ball. So they can run the football at a very high level. If they're able to do that, then they can take, I think, clock time away from Cam Newton, which is going to be really important. And as I said about Derek, I've been saying this for a month about Derek. There are games on this schedule where Derek is equal to or better than the quarterbacks he's going up against. Teddy Bridgewater, a good example. And I said that about Drew Brees. This is Brees at the end of his career, and he clearly outplayed him. And I'll say the same thing of Cam. This is not Cam Newton when he won the MVP. He's still an excellent player. He's in a brand new system. Derek's been in this system for 3 years. So if Derek can play to his ability, I think he can outplay Cam Newton in this game. He's the strength of this roster.
Hey, JT, talking about Cam Newton, he looks like the Cam of old right now. He's playing at a very high level. The Raiders' defense has had some struggles early in the season. What is it going to take to contain Cam Newton on Sunday?
Well, that's a great question. I think Corey Littleton's got to show up. I haven't seen much of him in those first two games. He's got to show up on the stat sheet. 8-9 tackles in this game. If he does, I think that he could spy Cam Newton. And guys, this is a classic example that if Cam Newton's going to beat you, let him do it in the passing game. Don't let him do it in the running game. Keep him contained, and they have to gang tackle. And what I love about Paul Gunther is a hell of a defensive coordinator when his players are healthy and he has a full roster. Well, the team isn't that healthy. Nick Kwiatkowski's a bit banged up. But the rest of these guys can play, even on the back end where they're young. It's about gang tackling. Same thing I said about Christian McCaffrey. I said about Alvin Kamara. And I'm saying it again about Cam Newton. Just get multiple bodies to the ball. Get three or four guys to the ball. And then maybe this is the game where Max Crosby or Cleveland Farrell get 1.5 sacks and they put Cam Newton down on the ground.
JT the Brick is our guest. And JT, one of the other things, too, that I think is really important, because he goes, and I've heard you talk about this, too, and I've talked about it on our show, which is somebody's got to get in the face and just accost Julian Edelman. Why does he get to run free all the time? To me, that's something the Raiders need to do, is they got to get physical with him early, set the pace so they can disrupt his involvement in the game.
I've been saying this for years. It started with Wes Welker, then it went to Danny Amendola, and now it goes to Julian Edelman. I call him the Lollipop Guild. And they're small, undersized guys. And for whatever reason, not just the Raiders, other teams don't put their hands on these guys. I've been saying for years, put your hands on Kelsey with Kansas City. Get your hands on him at the line of scrimmage. Don't give him 4 or 5 yards to get in a cushion. But Kelsey's so good, he can beat you getting off blocks. That shouldn't be the case with Edelman. A guy like Arnett, someone in the slot can come and put their hands on him and just get him off his route for a second or two. To Edelman's credit, made one of the greatest catches in Super Bowl history in that comeback win against Atlanta. He's going to catch anything that's near him. He's got great hands, but he doesn't have the snaps in him that he used to have. He's at the end of his career. He's here for one more ride with Cam Newton, not Tom Brady. He wanted to end up with Brady. If Brady could have pulled that deal off, Gronkowski went, he would have been right down in Tampa with him. But Bruce Arians didn't want Edelman at the end of his career. So it would be a shame. I talked about it with John Gruden yesterday on TV. If Edelman has more than 5 or 6 receptions, I'd be disappointed, because I know the Raiders are going to key in on him.
JT, one last question for you before we let you go. When it comes to this coaching staff, like you said, you sit down with Coach Gruden every week for the show. The thing that I've been impressed with this staff is its ability to adjust. I mean, we saw this past week on Monday night, the big game in Allegiant Stadium to welcome Las Vegas to the NFL family. You saw that staff on both sides, defense and offense, make key adjustments at halftime and even earlier in second quarter when it came to the offense. What is it about this? Is it the continuity? They've been together now. Most guys have stayed and they're just starting to feel it, and the talent injection. Is that why they're able to adjust like they've been able to do?
This is a great underrated staff. John Morton, who was in New Orleans for a number of years, knew Sean Payton better than anybody. John Gruden knew Sean Payton and Dennis Allen's tendencies. John Gruden knows Bill Belichick, Greg Olson, Tom Cable, the entire staff. This is a deep staff. The Raiders are in this system for a number of years now with John Gruden, and I think it's a very important point to bring up. Their coaching staff should not get outcoached for the money that they're making, the experience they have, and their ability just to motivate a team. They have motivated coaches who can coach this team up and have them ready to play, but they need players healthy. And that'll be the challenge for Tom Cable. We're so fortunate that we have Tom Cable getting these young offensive linemen to step in against New Orleans and New England back-to-back? Are you kidding me? This is a tremendous test. And, you know, guys, it's an honor to be on with you guys. I just want to say this on the way out. Thanks to Mark Davis, Mark Bedane, everybody. This is the new studio that I always dreamed of doing radio from. I used to have to run and get on a plane and fly back to Vegas to get to a radio studio. Now I can kick back on a Friday, sit back with a lot of people here at the facility. In years to come, when there's no COVID, everybody will be in here for podcast radio shows. It truly is a banner day out there today here in Henderson for all of us to have this opportunity.
Yeah, no one better than to break it in than you, JT. Of course, you can catch JT here every day, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. But also, the pregame show, you're starting at 8:15 on Sunday, JT?
Yeah, we are off at 8:15. Then we have the postgame immediately following afterwards. You know, season ticket holders and the tailgating, that's going to be out there. So I'm going to walk over there after the pregame show and go outside and hopefully see a really boisterous Raider crowd. You can pick up food, the stadium food, order ahead. It's going to be a great day. But I'll tell you, if they get out of there and on that plane with the win and get to 3-0, the whole world, let alone this country, is going to talk about the Raiders. They got a great spot here.
That's right. A lot of those guys will have to go back downtown for shrimp cocktails, right? The ones who have doubted. I loved your tweet by that.
On
that
yeah, one. The media.
So, exactly. All right, JT the Brick, thanks so much for being with us, my friend, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
All right, there you go. JT the Brick live from the Raiders headquarters in Henderson in the studio there, the radio/podcast studio, Evan, where we'll eventually be able to do some shows when this virus and this pandemic are taken care of. But